And we're back. Arnie Yarbrough filling in for Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama, solid conservative and just plain right. We continue with our special guest, Jody Meschuk, on the line here. I had to cut a little short there in the previous segment because, well, I got wound up in the opening monologue, but you know what? It's good for a man to get wound up about something that matters, I suppose. So Jody, join back with us here, and would love to hear you continue to tell your story about why medical freedom means so much to you.
Yeah, just kind of going back to, you know, what we were talking about before, we walked through it, right? We walked through seeing the cracks in the system and, you know, fell in some of those cracks, unfortunately, and had to pull ourselves out and learn things and, you know, readjust our mindset of what we had been told for so long, that everything in the medical system is safe. You know, it's just like if it's on a shelf in a store, it's safe, which we know is clearly not true. And that's really where I find myself today is, you know, a lot of what I deal with on a daily basis is coaching parents and working with parents one-on-one to help them, you know, become confident in how they can speak up for themselves, not just find their confidence, but unfortunately we have a massive epidemic of very sick babies and children in this country, and it doesn't have to be that way. So I do a lot of working very closely and side-by-side parents to help reverse autism symptoms, ADHD, diabetes, obesity, all of these things that we have so much control over, but we don't think we do. And oftentimes, unfortunately, it takes something happening for parents to take a step back and realize, oh my gosh, how did I not know this? How did I not see this? So that's really what I do on a daily basis is walk beside parents and help them not just find their confidence, but help oftentimes find a different path of healing for their children, things that they've never been told before or that they were gaslighted on over and over in the pediatrician's office. And it's incredibly important to me that parents understand that they have a choice, because I never thought I had a choice. And I'm not the only one in that position. There are millions of parents in that same position. Take, for example, the horrific mandates that they have in place in California with vaccines. How many parents are in that system and don't realize what's really happening behind the scenes or what voice they have or what choices they have?
Well, isn't it crazy that in a culture that was so much about supposedly freedom and choice, this whole idea of trust the experts evolved to where it was, you know, you will do what the experts say, even if you, in this realm of, you know, supposed choice, that you no longer do you have the choice of what goes into your body and permanently alters your DNA and your body and your makeup. And you, not only should you trust, but you must trust and do what the experts say. You know, it kind of reminds me of a quote by C.S. Lewis, where he said, "Of all tyrannies, a tyranny sincerely exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It would be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent and moral busybodies." And so, you know, I mean, how true that is. And so that's like, even though the evidence and the evidence of the common man, the story of vaccine injuries, the story of, I mean, really behind it all is not being so much pro or anti-vaccine, but it's just like, hey, let us make the decision, right? Let parents make the decision. Let individuals make these decisions for their health and for their bodies and for their families. And you know, like even Trump said during COVID, right? He said, available for all, mandated for none. So whether or not when you get a country of, you know, 300 million plus people, you're going to have people that disagree on all kinds of topics. And that's where, you know, that's why, you know, I laughingly tell people that's why God only gave 10 commandments, right? And so outside of those basic 10, there's a lot of room for diversity and choice of things that you believe in or want to try, because your people's health is so different. People's financial situation is different. And yet it's like in this realm of supposedly the experts and the pro-choice crowd or whatever, that was the last thing that they actually wanted. And we saw that in COVID. And I think, you know, your story is important because it's not just, you know, some of the legislation that's evolved has said, okay, well, we're going to apply this to the COVID vaccine. Well, that's great. I mean, I'm glad to have something, but I think it needs to expand beyond all of that, because these problems and issues were in large degree there before COVID and the COVID vaccine, because it was so universally forced, just magnified probably on a percentage scale what was already there. And that is, people need to be able to make these decisions for themselves. And that's why, you know, I think, and that's why I had this legislation I pre-filed, that we need to remove in Alabama, obviously, since I'm only at the Alabama level, you know, we don't need to be having vaccine mandates for individuals or businesses. We need to make things available and let science take its course in the truest sense of the word, right? The scientific method, right? It's observable, it's measurable, it's repeatable, but with the freedom to ask, the freedom to make your own decisions. I thought about you today because I saw this exciting announcement that RFK, in regards to mRNA vaccines, and just letting the science and the true reality of things speak for itself. What do you feel like, how do you feel RFK is doing, and what do you feel like is so important maybe about this most recent decision about the mRNA vaccines, and maybe talk about what RFK is doing there?
Well, first of all, I think it's quite interesting that it is, you know, finally sort of coming full circle, right? We have to always remember logic is fast, science is slow, and this is a perfect example of that. And not only science is slow, but science is flawed. And it's fundamentally flawed when you have money behind it in terms of profit from big pharma. And this is what a lot of parents don't understand, is that, you know, aside from the mRNA, which I'm very grateful that, you know, this shift has finally come about, because, hey, there was a small group of us talking about this in 2020, and we all got deplatformed on the very same day.
Yeah.
Who deplatformed us? That's the question. Who deplatformed us on the exact same day, all of us at the same time? And then we weren't allowed to create any other social media accounts because they wouldn't allow us to, right? So what are you hiding? And that's the problem with flawed science, bought and paid for science. What are you hiding? You know, what is not being fully shown? And also, it's in many different scientific studies, there's a bias. They're looking for one particular thing, but there's other things that are happening that they're not looking at, right? So with RFK, you know, I remember I interviewed him back in 2020 when I was part of Health Freedom for Humanity. And, you know, I had this moment when I was interviewing him and just thinking, gosh, something's going to happen. I don't know how many years it's going to take, but something's going to happen. And here we are 5 years later, and it's like everything's being turned upon its side. And I think it's hard for society to grasp the fact that they've been duped, right? You get so much by fearing people into something. When you start to fear them into, you're not going to have money, you're not going to have a job, if you don't do X, Y, or Z, your kid can't go to school, all these fear tactics, that's not science. That's not real science. That's not real public health. So while I think this is a really good first step, I think it's also sending shockwaves through people who are really looking for true news, like not altered fake news, but looking for true news and facts that, oh my gosh, why wasn't I told this? Why wasn't I given full informed consent? And so, you know, it's a good step forward. I think there's a lot more that's probably going to be coming. And I think the first wave of it is really more of, again, the humanity response to this, because COVID affected everybody.
Almost everybody
across the world.
For sure. No, in fact, in COVID, you know, I mentioned earlier a funny story. Maybe take a minute to share that story, because, you know, I tell people, I laugh, you know, COVID, you know, as if I needed any incentive to be more patriotic and rebellious to tyranny and oppression. COVID, you know, I started buying hats, T-shirts, patriotic rings, you know, wearing it out, wearing them out in public, having conversation, didn't care who heard me, raised the flag, you know, burn the ships, whatever. I just had it. You know, in fact, that was a big reason why I ended up running for office, was because of, you know, people in places of power saying things, even in Alabama and locally, saying things like get the jab or lose your job, and couldn't believe it. But maybe take a minute, tell that funny story about what happened with you and Rolling Stones.
Oh, there's so many, Ernie.
Oh, well.
I mean, listen, you know, like, I think of years ago, well, first of all, they went after me just for standing up against what was happening in COVID.
Sure.
And no skin off my back, I've had that happen for 15 years, because I have spoken out very boldly in terms of the flaws in the childhood schedule and just being able to see things from a logic perspective. Again, always think logic and common sense over science every day. And I realize that that's like really a big statement, because what are we told? Trust the science, trust the experts. No, you need to trust yourself. Mm. You need to trust your gut. You need to trust your intuition that God has given you, that mother intuition inside of you. God has literally placed that inside of you to protect your baby. If something doesn't feel right, it's not right. Mm. And so I've had that happen for many years, but yes, Rolling Stone decided it would be super fun to go after me, which I always say, hey, no bad press, right?
Right.
But, just continue to get my message out there. And if there's one or two more families that I can help, and my mantra to myself when I wake up every morning is, I want to save all the babies. How can I save all the babies today? Yeah. And I really, truly mean that. How can I save a baby from being vaccine injured? How can I save a baby from falling into autism or ADHD or some of these other, like there's hundreds of labels, Ernie, every day, because a label makes you feel like you didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
And you're just born that way. So I have a very big passion for that. And yes, 2020 was wild, to say the least.
Yeah, I mean, you can really say thank you to some of those liberal publications and news outlets for helping build a big platform for you to share this. I mean, it's true. I mean, and that's what I appreciate RFK is pointing out, that, you know, there's this explosion of things that are not normal and they're not healthy. And then we're just told, there's kind of like this cultural, pseudo-cultural message or whatever that's just like, kind of like, just accept it, get over it, and, you know, here's pills, or here's something that you can just take for it, here's something else for that, or just, you know, this entire programs are created around taking care of these poor, you know, these injured children as if this should just be a normal growing part of society. And the truth is that it's preventable. It should not be normal. But that's what happens, right? When you create a culture where you have these, as C.S. Lewis said, these omnipotent busybodies, these people who are these omnipotent moral busybodies who create this culture where they know better, they're going to tell you what to do. And a lot of it, as you said, behind it is money, is people in positions of power and money. And the driving factor, the driving force is not freedom. It's not loving God and loving your neighbor. It's not, hey, here's, let's just put some things out there through testing and science and see if you want to test and be a part, fine. You know, like an open, honest, open-handed research and a real sincere attempt to make humanity better and to provide things that are good. And then so often, as you said, it so often goes along with these expert places who, instead of like aiding the parent, coming alongside the parent, encouraging the parent, they undermine the parent's belief in their ability to be a good parent. And that these other places are a necessary crutch for your natural incompetence. When in reality, and that's why I think people don't understand Trump, or they get mad at Trump. You know, the liberal side, that he leans into that common sense, finger in the wind. This doesn't make sense. And whenever the quote unquote learning or the experts are divorced from what's going on in the real world and the blessing of the common man, the common woman, the common family, he's like, no, we're going to go the direction that I know. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to watch for the change in the real world, right? And that's how they're like, oh, we just can't believe the markets, and this is actually working. And once again, the experts are confounded and dumbfounded. Well, the reality is because, you know, it's really a matter, I think, of which group of people you're serving. And when you really serve a particular group, you know, it's cause and effect, and you pay attention to that and you monitor that. Well, Jody, if people wanted to get a hold of you and wanted to follow you in your platforms or know more about your story, how would they do so?
Yes. Yeah, so, they can find me on social media at the Warrior Center. Mostly I'm hang out over on Instagram because I don't really love Facebook so much.
Sure.
So, mostly over there, but also thewarriorcenter.com. And I do, I'm again, very passionate about walking beside parents and helping them build their confidence, find options, know that there's more beyond the traditional medical system. We need that for emergencies, but gosh, can you imagine a world where we used medicine for what it was actually truly designed for, to save someone's life? Mm. The problem is, after they save someone's life, they don't give anything else beyond that besides more prescriptions and more drugs and all these things. So there's more beyond that, and the medical system is really should be one tiny little piece, again, in someone's life that they might need for an emergency. But what if you were equipped on your own with confidence. And so that's what I really love to do in my Warrior Center, is just really help equip parents, especially I serve a lot of moms. Obviously, I am a fellow mom, and I've been walking out this life for about 15 years now. And just, again, trying to save all the babies every day through equipping parents with information that they may not know is out there and tools that they may not know are available.
Well, Jody Vestek, you're a huge inspiration to me. I'm thankful for your work. My family has directly benefited from your work. Please keep up the good work. Carry high the flag of freedom. Keep speaking the truth. And I know that there are going to be many moms and children in future days who are going to have a lot to thank you for as God blesses your work. So Warrior Center, y'all check it out. Freedom of body, freedom of health, freedom to make decisions for yourself, for your family. That, folks, is the right side way.